first of all, James McCann gets hit in the face by fastball and stays in the game. Does nothing about that surprise you?
No, I mean, that was a scary scene, and it shows you how tough that guy is. You know, it's to get hit like that, to have, you know, the blood not stop coming out of his nose and his mouth. He seemed like he was in good conscious. He seemed like he was fine. It just, it was obviously dazed, and the blood wasn't stopping. But just a really, really scary scene. He is incredibly, incredibly tough. He goes and catches 8 mornings after that. So right now, I'll give you a little update on him. He doesn't have a head or eye trauma or injury. We're suspecting he has a broken nose. He's going to get a CT scan tomorrow, and he's going to see our ear, nose, and throat specialist. And, you know, all signs right now are we dodged a major bullet.
Are you? I assume he's out for game 2 today.
Well, I'm not catching him.
Did he try and talk you into staying in the game? Did you try?
Yeah, we just kept checking with him, you know, throughout the game, too. Checking him at the time. He wanted to go to first base, see how he felt. And then throughout the game, monitoring him very, really closely, and he seemed okay. He just wanted to play with the gauze in his nose.
Was the situation emblematic of the kind of leader that James McCann is?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we don't have a ton of veteran leadership in that room, or guys that have played for that long, almost 10 years now. You know, he played last year in Wrigley. He played with a sprained ankle for about – he caught about 3 innings with a fully sprained ankle. Because Rutch was DHing, and I would have had to then had the pitcher hit for the last 5 or 6 innings of the game. So that just shows you. And then he went on the IL because he couldn't even barely walk. He was hobbling around, but caught 2 or 3 innings with a full sprain. And, you know, unbelievably tough.
What did you think of Eflin and the way he was able to navigate that out?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. He had to sit so long. You know, he had to sit so long, a bunch of half innings of us offensively, and you know, Matt getting hurt. So for him to pound the strike zone the way he did, just give up, you know, give up the homer, but a lot of singles. He's always going to be a ground ball away with a double play, and we've seen that a lot with him. But just a total pro effort, knowing that we have a doubleheader, knowing that, you know, if he could give us 6 innings, that would be huge. And he went out and did that.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.